Welcome, everybody. I'm so happy to see you here today. Welcome to the official Mega 64 keynote. Our friends over at the Aquabats made us a theme song that I really think you're going to enjoy. Why don't we go ahead and play a clip from that right now? Bad boy, roll it on, wax and kill. Fuck with me and get your caps peeled. You know, see, grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me, but your pumps didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, I hit him up. Check this out, you motherfuckers know what time it is. I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you, bitch made ass. Yeah, bad boy, bitch. Fuck up, yeah. Feel. Get out the way, yo, get out the way, yo.
I just wanted to say, if you're watching this on Tuesday, that song was Hit 'Em Up by Tupac.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Should I keep going?
Yeah.
Okay.
So far, so good.
Every keynote has issues.
This is...
Stay on him!
Ladies and gentlemen, live TV. Anyway, that single was an amazing single, Tupac Shaker. And we just love, I wish we had a platform to share that music with 500 million people, but we don't. We make videos. Welcome to the Mega 64 keynote. I have much news to discuss. It's been an incredible keynote so far. What do you think?
What do you think so far?
And now we're back. It's been such an incredible quarter for Mega 64. We've had the most views ever in our history. More laughs per minute than any video maker in history. And in fact, our competitors don't even come close. This past quarter, over 200,000 views on Real Life Speedrun. Our competitors at Rooster Teeth, an unfortunate zero views on their movie trailer. Cost millions to make.
No views.
Sad. No one saw that.
No one did.
We'll link to it afterwards. Throw them a view. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to go into this head first, but I want to remind you and tell you and let you know that we have a new sponsor to carry with us throughout this exciting new time in our company.
But we didn't think this part out. Crouch down. Crouch down in the main shop. You don't have to sit. You can just crouch.
I want to sit.
Okay, then you're fine.
It takes a long time to stand. Ladies and gentlemen, our new sponsor is Kickapoo Joy Juice, an exciting soft drink you can find.
Silly name.
It's based on a historic drink from many, many years ago. It's back in the public eye.
Look at that.
It's a delicious drink. Some say it tastes like a better Mountain Dew. It's like if Mountain Dew had a sequel that was healthy and purifying and
Joy Juice.
This is like a healthier Mountain Dew. It's
a healthier Mountain Dew.
If you want to like
better than water.
If you're addicted to Mountain Dew and you want to lose weight, switch it up with the Kickapoo.
That's good.
That's good. It has more sugar than Cheers. Mountain Dew, but it is healthier. They worked it out in the lab, so you don't have to at home.
I had a whole assortment of beverages.
Yeah, man.
You can find Kickapoo Joy Juice. You can buy it on Amazon in large packages. Or, if you want to find it in a store, BevMo contains this drink.
It's sweet.
That's short for beverages in the
world. Thank you. Just can't say sweet. That.
It's a sweet drink.
I don't like
it. It's got a lot of sugar in it.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom's not going to be happy when she fucking catches you drinking
it's,
this.
It's like not a drink for your mother.
It's like not a drink for your soda. Mother. If your mom walks into the room and you're drinking this, she's going to kick a poo into the back of her shorts. Because she's not going to understand where all the sugar intake is coming from. And then suddenly it's going to make sense.
That's a fruit shine.
You might get grounded.
It's
worth it. Hide this.
But as,
hide this from the parentals.
As Kickapoo's slogan says, your mom sucks anyway.
Yeah.
That what yep. they say?
Then Little Abner, that
put
was
that
in
logo
there.
On the
Who
screen
that,
and have
Eric?
It say.
Yeah. In the original comic, the mom catches them drinking it, and she kicks a poo into the back of her shorts, and then it just says, your mom sucked anyways.
Yeah.
So.
Kickapoo, your mom sucked anyway. Find it at your local. Oh, and I also want to say the other store that it is featured at in the Midwest is Come and Go. There's a store called Come and Go. That's K-U-M
come
and go.
Eric,
so,
really?
Yes.
Eric,
really? You're laughing.
Eric, we're having a fucking keynote.
I'm 11. I'm sorry.
Eric. You're laughing in the middle of the fucking sponsor.
I apologize.
I guess it's so funny.
I apologize to kick a food that you have to come and go.
Well, yeah, what's the joke? Explain it to the class.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Eric, I don't get it.
Yeah, explain it to the class.
Cut to you.
No, come.
Sorry, it's a higher level of humor.
Explain it to the little kids at home. Who don't get it.
I don't get it.
Explain it to the little ones.
I apologize.
That doesn't explain anything.
My 11-year-old kid doesn't know where parent nuts are.
I get that, but well, I don't get to come.
Well, I may come, and you're going to go. So fuck you. Well, anyway, Kickapoo is available.
Get there, or get them at
or get them on Amazon.
Amazon.
Nobody explained it to the little kids.
Or beverages and more.
The little kids are clueless.
Now, moving on to today's subject. I'm going to stand again because
okay,
this
yeah,
is important.
Yeah, go ahead. You're back. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, the video.
Whoa. He's broadcasting. He's broadcasting.
Sorry.
The videos just don't stop. That's right. We may have taken a short hiatus this quarter, but new Mega 64 videos will resume in March. In fact, March starts with a very important video.
March 1st.
And a very exciting video. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be March 1st.
Well, you said March starts with dot, dot, dot.
Early, it'd be early.
So I said March 1st, which is what it starts with.
Live deadline got set.
Shit. We have all kinds of exciting arrangements. We have collaborations with popular Japanese artists. Things that will take your mind to new levels, new heights, new exciting feelings inside you. And I think it's just going to be a blast to watch. I think you're really going to enjoy it. Following which, we will be debuting more new videos at PAX East in Boston. That's right, PAX East. We will be at booth... Put the booth number on the screen when you edit this. And our panel will be 1:30 p.m. on Friday, March 6th, in the Bumblebee Theater, where even more videos will be debuted for the first time. Now, we don't want to say too much more about these videos because they're under extreme secrecy, but you can fucking bet, however, that we will have exciting exclusive items at our booth at PAX East. Let's go through a few of those items right now.
Ooh.
The first new item, which, by the way, all of these items will be debuting on our website after the show. So if you can't make it out to Boston, we've got you covered, and we're going to have some items for you. So get your mom's credit card ready. Or send us cash and envelope. The first item will be a new exciting T-shirt designed by yours truly. Myself.
What?
Metal 64 is our new T-shirt design. I designed it.
That's not what?
It contains a very exciting new outfit and new artwork for young people everywhere who want to express their rebellion. What?
Did he steal? He fucking blew my fucking design, man.
He
fucking blew.
He did it.
No, I didn't. It was fucking.
Sean.
He did it. I thought I was. I'm doing the fucking keynote, so I put it in my.
Sean, yeah, Sean,
Sean,
listen, Rocco's doing.
Don't
this.
Don't listen. I mean, well, don't
Rocco's
listen to Eric.
Rocco's doing
already.
This, and it's gonna be quick.
Sean drew it.
Don't listen to
I mean,
Eric.
It was fucking. It's a collab.
It's just going to be a blast to wear. I think you're really going to enjoy that shirt. Secondly, let me just say that shirt will be available on Mega64.com later in this year, but first at PAX East. Secondly. Yes, we will have a new zip-up hoodie for all those cold days. Right now, it's even cold in San Diego.
I got lit like layers.
That's something you never see. Check out the new public access hoodie available for the first time at PAX East. It zips up. You can wear it.
Who designed this one?
I designed it myself with Chinese artist Temku. Put Temku on the screen. Our next item. I'm trying to be respectful. I'm trying to be respectful to other nations.
All
right. Our next item is a one of a kind. We've never offered an item quite like this. It's a whole new pillar of our product strategy, and I think you're really going to enjoy this. It's just going to be a blast to wear. New item. That I designed. For the first time ever, snapback hats will be available at PAX East. You'll be able to wear it on your head. And when you order these online, you're just going to be amazed at how well it fits your skull.
That too.
I designed that with Norwegian artist Dob.
Temku got me.
And they're just going to be available for the first time at PAX East. But there's one more thing. Many people are asking, will there be an exclusive item only available to those who are going to PAX East in Boston? And I'm proud to announce here and now the PAX East exclusive poster print. That's right. It's available only at our booth on the PAX East show floor with... I collaborated with Canadian artist Avril Lavigne on this artwork.
Recording artist?
No. Shut the fuck up. Art artist.
Okay.
So, all of these items will be available first at PAX East.
Was I supposed to show that one? I didn't show that one yet.
You didn't show it?
We didn't say what it was. We just said there's a poster.
Jeez.
Exclusive poster print.
There is.
Oh, we went through this.
You didn't say what it was. You just said it was a poster.
Yeah.
Everything else you explained.
Okay. A poster is an 11 by 17 inch piece of paper that you place on your wall.
That's all I was looking for. All
right.
Keynote Rocco's kind of an asshole. I'm with you, Eric.
He's funny, though.
So thank you. Thank you. I hope these announcements will meet your fancy. And remember, new videos by Mega64 are coming any day now. The details are in utmost secrecy, but I think you're really, it's just going to be a blast to watch them. I think you're really going to enjoy them. Thank you for tuning in, and we're going to end this keynote on a musical act.
I am your little butterfly. Green, black, and blue make the colors in the sky. I, little butterfly.
Add the background track to that.
To DDR.
What the fuck was that?
He rehearsed that
for the Monty game. We just designed that song.
I designed that song with Norwegian.
You already did that one?
With
Finnish.
Russian artist Gustav.
I think they're really
good. And we made
like
it on my keyboard, and I think it's just a blast to listen to. I think you're really going to enjoy
it. Is that Gnocchi? Who does that?
Fuck yeah.
Anyways.
So anyway.
Good keynote.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you for joining us. Do a keynote, like, end theme. Come on! Fuck you! I'm trying to trample it. You try to trample every fucking...
Is it keynote?
Well, I hope it says that and not something else.
You're international. You're
man of mystery.
You're working with people.
He's like Austin Powers.
Dob, Gustav.
Temku.
Temku.
Damn. Avril Lavigne? Who knew?
I expected all the other ones, but Temku. Got me.
I want to say real fast. Keynote's over. What? Are you okay?
That drink smells so...
Look, if you're pissed at me,
smell that drink.
Okay,
right,
smell
now.
The drink.
Smell that fucking drink.
I got a new blender.
It
just smells like someone mowed the lawn.
Yeah. It's bad, dude.
It's like a.
It smells like somebody
salsa.
Mowed it.
Sean don't mow the lawn.
Clearly.
Anyway, keynote's over. I want to say thank you to actually. You want to say about your shirt?
Yeah. So, Jason Cryer and Craig Gleason helped me with that shirt, and my inspiration was I wanted to make a shirt that I would see my dad wearing when I was a kid. Like his Black Sabbath shirts or his Rush shirts. All his old rock and roll shirts. I want to make one of those.
I'm really excited for that one.
Yeah, well, I'm really happy with it.
it's really cool.
Yeah, dude. I'm really excited. So thank you to them. And I'm really, really fucking excited for that shirt. So thank you.
And the new hoodie is designed by Jason Cryer as well. I'm really excited about that. And you want to talk about your hat? It was actually Derek's idea to do a snapback hat.
It's a hat. And it's dope.
It does look dope.
I
don't even wear hats. I want to wear that hat.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do a hat for a long time. We did hats 10 years ago, so some of you may remember those hats.
Wow.
Were a colossal flop and failure. And so
I mean, those hats were, yeah, they were like your dad's.
Honestly, if you have one of the original Mega 64 hats, that might be the rarest piece of Mega, yeah. 64, Mega 64 merchandise.
I think so.
Yeah. That's like the Ark of the Covenant.
The closure? It was just cloth that went through a buckle?
It was a button cloth strap. They were like shitty golfing hats. Hey, yeah. Like my dad really liked
I just found
them.
Like 10 more.
Yeah, we my have, mom I found still wears
we
one.
Can't
yeah. But ever since then, we've wanted to do like, you know, cool snapback hats. So we finally got it done. Thank you to the talented artists Dan DeSalt and Jason Cryer. They collaborated on that.
Yeah.
That's cool. And yeah, it looks great.
Dan DeSalt also did our exclusive PAX print that we're going to have at the booth. And I'm actually really excited about that. You know, we talk a lot. I know there are people out there who aren't going to be going to PAX, and they're kind of like, oh my God, you keep talking about this. But the thing is we have a ton of videos that will also debut around the same time as this. But the difference is we could talk ad nauseum about the conventions and no one gives a shit. Yeah. But we don't like to talk about our videos before they're out.
Spoiler.
Because a lot of people do that where it's like, hey, get ready for this funny spoof coming up. And that's just not funny. Yeah, exactly. So that's why we're talking a lot about that and not the videos. But wait until these videos come out. These videos have been turned out awesome.
I feel like if you do that, it leads the viewer to have an expectation in their head.
Yeah.
That might be hard for you to meet.
Yes. Yeah.
So just catch them cold, and then it's better.
Yeah. Well, just imagine any other form of art, like if Jack White came out and just talked about his new song before playing it for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Just that like, sucks. Oh, man, I did this twangy guitar part. Keep an ear out for the twangy part because I just felt so good when I recorded that twang.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll just listen to the song when it's ready.
Good yeah. I think Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age, before their last album came out, talked about, yeah, we've been playing our original album a lot lately. I think I want it to sound like that. And then, yeah, later interviews were like, I wish I wouldn't have said that because then I kept... It influenced me working on the album. Oh, yeah, make it sound like the first... And then he's like, I just eventually threw it all out because it just turned into like... I told everyone it was going to be like this, you know? And it's just, yeah.
So, Sean, he's Jack White and he's Josh Homme. Are you more of a... Who do you kind of identify with?
I don't know where this is going.
Morrissey.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. And you, sir?
Well, no, I wasn't going to compare myself. You just...
Well, who do you identify with?
Oh, I guess I'll say Robert Smith.
Ha!
It's a nice rainy day today.
You know who I see when I look at you?
Who?
Rivers.
Ew!
Fuck you. Alright. Eric, you know what that means? Do the do what we discussed
Rivers,
earlier.
Didn't Rivers say that he
come on!
A musical format that, like, to songwriting.
He cracked the code of pop music.
He said that he could use this equation
to
arrange.
It sounded like
he's really knocking it out of the
park. It sounded like he listened to some fucking crystal skull the way he described his like secret that he unlocked.
He talked to the Anunnaki.
He said he studied Nirvana songs. He studied pop songs to try to get like what makes the hook good.
Some mathematics, I guess, involved in, you know.
I'm glad he spent all that time studying Nirvana because he made sure none of his songs sounded anything like Nirvana.
No, just like him.
Anyways, enough about Rivers. We talk about Rivers too much.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, we do. This isn't a Rivers cast. It's a Mega 64 podcast, baby. Woo! Episode
242. 342. 342.
You don't even know.
See?
I do know it's 342.
If we're all guessing, it might as well be 200.
316.
666. Ah, welcome to the podcast. Ah.
Have we ever done an evil cast? Like just a totally evil.
We just did it.
Oh, wow.
You just did it?
From the whole start, though, that could be a cool theme.
It would be. Okay, next week.
Next week.
I was going to say tonight, obviously, a big night, huge night. Well, the Mega 64 keynote happened. But Oscars are also taking place. We talked a little bit about that last week, where, you know, we saw some movies. And the number one email that I got was, why do you hate Birdman? which none of us said a word about Birdman. I guess in silence that meant we hated it. But we didn't.
I kind of said
it seems
I
like we were all kind of on the same
page. I said I didn't want to see it, and then...
I saw it.
And
We all saw it, except Kevin.
So we're going to talk about it. And Kevin,
so we're going to spoil
Kevin
every little
suffer.
Detail. Hey, real talk. Do you give a shit or should we not spoil it?
We're not going to spoil it regardless.
We don't need to spoil it.
We're not going to spoil it regardless. Okay.
Don't worry at home.
But anyway, I think we're on the same page. It was pretty good, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It was super fun.
Yeah, though. I don't want to talk about it for... Here's me one either. Thing. Let me say it. Let me say this before anything. Oftentimes on this podcast, we say, we're not going to spoil anything. And then we talk forever about a movie, and we do end up kind of spoiling it.
Curls into
and
it,
it's
yeah.
the most annoying conversation we ever have, in my opinion. So I'm going to try to avoid getting that kind of situation.
Let's do it.
And I want to say, I enjoyed Birdman. I felt like it wasn't advertised to me properly.
No, I completely agree.
I went in expecting it to be a movie about a guy who used to be Birdman, and it was so much more than that. We all met in theater, and the movie has a lot to do with putting on a play and striving to make the play really good, and I really enjoyed that kind of story. Because, again, We All Met in Theater have a background in that.
Yep.
So I liked Birdman. I think it has a good chance at winning Best Picture
of the year. I think it's going to be Birdman or Boyhood. Those were the two that weren't really like any of the other ones. But Derek was saying this the other day, and it's a good point, that the Oscars seem to pick a movie that kind of has it going on in all categories.
Yeah, the Best Picture is always the most well-rounded picture.
Yeah, I really like Boyhood, but Boyhood is this kind of subconscious effect of seeing these transformations in people, and it's really emotional. It was to me, anyway. But it's got that, and if you're not into that, you're out. That's it. That's all, you know, in terms of a plot or a story or this or that, it ain't there for that. Birdman, I like Boyhood more than Birdman personally, but Birdman kind of had it going on in a lot of categories as opposed to just one. Cinematography and story,
acting,
characters,
writing,
whatever. So that might actually have the best shot.
I hope it wins. Because this is just me personally. Howard Stern hated it so much, I want to hear the rant tomorrow. But that's just something that I would enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. I really kind of let him influence me.
I know he did, because he said he didn't want to see it.
And you guys did kind of beat on me, and then I changed my mind, and I gave it a chance, and I'm really happy I did. Yeah. It was good.
I started watching, I haven't finished it yet, The Theory of Everything. I really want to see the movie. Everyone I talk to doesn't care about that movie. I was super interested by it. Give that guy the Oscar. I haven't finished the movie yet. Give it to him. It was so... His performance is so good.
It's a Cumbersnatch.
No.
What's up with all these movies being titled something that is not what they are?
The Theory of Everything.
Yeah. Why'd my mom walk out on me? Movie has no answers.
Yeah, that's kind of a tall order.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like Eve Mama Tout Temps Bien, that one.
Yeah.
It's like the name
doesn't
mean
bullshit.
What the
Theory of Everything.
About.
It's like the story of one guy. That's not everything. Anyways.
Imitation game.
Way
they don't imitate shit.
Okay. Cool.
Birdman really wasn't about Birdman. Boyhood. I don't see his dick once.
His hood.
What else?
Yeah,
Whiplash, he's not in a fucking car.
No,
well, he is once. He drives once, but it's not about that. What else? Selma? Miss Hayek is not in the movie. I thought it was going to be, she was going to look all Wild Wild West all stacked up, and she ain't in it. What else? What else is nominated?
American Sniper.
American Sniper. I guess he's American and he's... Okay. No, that's it. That's
the
one.
Best picture. Best picture.
He's an American.
We just spelled it out for you.
Grams is saying Whiplash is the song, though. Yeah, named after what? A fucking car that's not in the movie. Fuck you. Whiplash. What was his name?
Green
Whiplash
Green.
Fan 101, whatever his name is. Anyway.
Dr. Ronnie Mann.
So congrats to American Sniper, the winner.
Should have been Lego Movie, but whatever.
Should have been, yeah. It got fucking snubbed. You know that, right?
I'm not even going to watch the Oscars. I'm just going to play with my toys all night.
At
a protest.
I'm going to say this right now.
There's some toys in here.
Next year, if a movie about my Lego toys doesn't win an Oscar, I'm going to fucking kill someone. It could be one of you.
With a gun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And it won't be a Lego gun, I'll tell you that. It'll be pounds of fucking steel.
If the Lincoln Logs movie comes out and doesn't win every fucking award there is, I'm throwing my TV away.
I know that next year at Cannes, they're going to show a Duplo movie. And if that loses, you can expect my fucking...
What?
What?
Shotgun up your ass.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my
Jesus.
God!
Wow. What's next?
Jeez.
Connects?
You thought Taco Bell was an ass blast?
Yeah.
Take it
easy. Guess what? Look at my face. You're fucked. Connects better win. I'll go down the toy aisle and fucking have a field day.
I want to say, because we're in the middle of the podcast, this is the best podcast we've done in a long time.
Good one. It's good one.
Well, yeah.
I'm loving it.
It's, hey, you know what?
It's the joy juice.
I agree, and I think it has a lot to do with Kevin's camera work. We have a Kevin Cam back.
Yeah, cool. Kevin Cam is back.
Give him a round of applause.
It's full HD.
Yeah. If you don't like HD. If you don't like the HD Kev Cam, unsubscribe.
Yeah, go ahead.
You'll probably see in my pores.
That Kev Cam is brought to you by lootcrate.com/Mega64. You can go there and get a box of things.
Get a Kevin.
You might get Kevin.
This is month, a Kev box? Is that coming?
You know what?
Go to their competitor this month. Go to the other one.
Kickapoo.
Yeah. Go to Kickapoo.
Get a box of Kickapoo for only $30 on Amazon.
There you go. Okay. Well,
that way you know what you're getting. Loot Crate, you got some guesswork.
Yeah.
but don't worry. Loot Crate, don't worry. Next week, we're going to talk about how the mystery is better than the drink.
Yeah. Next week, Kickapoo stinks.
And what we're going to...
you're great.
And what we're going to do, for the viewers at home, don't show this to our sponsors.
You guys don't get how sponsors fucking work. Shh. You don't understand.
Shh. Everyone at home, don't listen to him. Next week, we're gonna reverse it, and then what we're going to do is we're going to have these sponsors battle each other.
Whoever pays us more.
Yeah, and it's going to come down to...
It's going to be like... next. It's going to be like battle bots. It's going
to be... I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen over the next 7 days, but next week we could talk about maybe... We might end up saying Kickapoo causes cancer or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
And, to be clear, we're not saying that
We're
now.
Not saying that now. But if Kickapoo doesn't...
Or Kickapoo contains animal feces. Confirmed.
Oh, again, not saying that
now. We're not saying that now. Thanks so much. But we'll see where we're at. Kickapoo, if you're watching this next week, we have the ability to say it's the best drink ever. Or
you're just...
the opposite.
Everything you guys decide. Do is fucking wrong. You're just stupid. You're dumb.
No, I think...
you're dumb people. I'm surrounded by idiots.
See how dumb you are. I am next week when you have a $1 million check.
Fuck. It's just so fucking stupid everything you say.
But what they're saying... but what they're saying... but Kickapoo was actually really generous this week, so... hey, Kickapoo is better than water.
Number one this week.
Kickapoo better than water.
Better than water.
I've Kickapoo. Removed water from my library. I just say Kickapoo.
Kickapoo's better than medicine. If you're sick, don't drink medicine. Drink Kickapoo.
I think that's why the podcast is going.
And you won't be Sickapoo.
If you have a family member in the hospital, take the IV right into the Kickapoo.
And that'll do the trick.
Fix. Yeah. Yeah. Who's dumb now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My close statement up, stand.
Close up on the failure here.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Sean, can you later put failure big text on your paper?
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Got it? Thank you. Cool.
Okay, cool. Anyway, we're back. Welcome. Was there any movie stuff? I'm trying to think. I saw... I pretty much said what I saw last week, you know, other than we didn't talk about Birdman. But I really think it'll be those. We'll see. Obviously, we're watching this on Tuesday.
Yeah, this is... I mean, you guys are watching now live. Who knows?
We're competing with the Oscars. The Oscars are competing with us, I should
That's
say.
That's Marvel.
But we'll see what happens. But anyway, in the world of a better form of media, video games, more cinematic anyway. I want to say actually that I saw one more movie. It was called The Order 1886. Came out on PS4.
You watched that?
You watched that movie, huh?
I walked forward, hit triangle, and then watched the movie. And then,
Is it really bad?
I've heard a lot of complaints about that game.
Yeah, you know what? I want to say, I want to go into that real quick. I know you have a story too. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to say real fast. The Order 1886 came out this past week. I brought up on the last podcast, I brought up the whole debate of the length of a game. You know, the whole thing people bring up, it's only 5 hours, I'm not going to buy it. That was a big complaint I was reading about Order 1886. I played a little bit of it at PAX and I enjoyed it. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to get it. I can review it on the podcast. It's not going to obviously take me too long to beat it, so I'm going to get it. Okay. So I got it, and I really have to say, I'm not totally done with it yet, but... the criticisms are, it's not black and white here. The criticism of it being too short for your money is misplaced. That's not the issue here. There are so many other issues than that. Because the fact of the matter is Journey is a game that's an hour and a half, and no one fucking complained about that game. That game was an amazing, you know, couple hours. This is a game where the ratio just isn't there. It is... Walk forward, hit triangle to open the door. Shh, cutscene. Okay, yeah, so what are we going to do? Da 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 da. Talking for 10 minutes. Then you're back in control, okay? Walk forward, tap X to pull open the bars. All right, cutscene. Okay, yeah, so what da da da. And it's like, I'm not earning these. Like, I have no problem with cutscenes. Personally, if they're well used, The Last of Us did it perfect, where you're doing all this shit, you play through this thing, and the cutscene was almost dessert. It was almost like, okay, you did all that, now we're going to get some fucking story.
Yeah.
Awesome. This game...
I don't even mind if they're long, like Metal Gear 4 long.
Yeah, yeah, fine. Yeah. Well, and Metal Gear 4 is definitely pushing it.
Yeah.
But Kojima can get away with it.
Okay.
That's just my take on it. But...
story's good, yeah.
But anyway, whatever. I don't mind a cutscene, but this game just... It's you do one thing, cutscene. You do another thing, cutscene. You
There's
do one
not
thing,
enough
cutscene.
Meat in between.
Yeah, and it kind of makes you go stir crazy. It's kind of like, oh my god, just stop. Just let me play. The ratio is not there. But I have to say, to give it credit, real fast, I just want to say, it's worth. This is a game that makes me sad Blockbuster isn't around, because it is. It deserves credit. It is the best looking video game I've ever played. I really think it's the best looking game probably ever made. On an audio visual level, it's worth checking out if you know someone who has it or whatever. If you could just pay $5 and check it out for an hour, it would be worth doing for the audio visual experience.
What about Redbox?
If it's in there, yeah, check that out.
Yeah, Redbox gets pretty new games.
Yeah.
Redbox it.
Yeah. So absolutely, if you can. But, man, yeah, I really can't recommend it. For $60, I cannot recommend it in that way. If this had been a launch game and was a little bit cheaper, it would have got respect. Because it would have been like, hey, here's the game to test your new PS4.
You were showcasing what it can do.
Yes. However, as it stands, man, it's just... It's not like I'm not enjoying it, but it's just, yeah.
What is the replayability, like, after you finish? Is it New Game Plus?
Zero. None. And that's what I think really it could have benefited from. Even if it was as short as it is and as limited as it is, hide things in it.
Yeah.
Do something where it's like, okay, you beat it, but did you get all the blue plates? Or did you get all, you know, and it's not even... Yeah, it's not even...
Was their story any good? I mean, was the story cool?
It's not bad. But I don't know. I really think it's... You could beat it in a few hours. If someone you know has it, if you want to borrow it and you want to beat it in a few hours, you can do that. I just think... I can't recommend it otherwise. But anyway, that's it for the 8th order. That's my take on the order now that I have played it.
Cool.
Bless you.
Anybody else playing anything?
Well... I was going to say, Garrett was really excited to...
Yeah, I've been playing with a new console.
Whoa.
I went and tracked down in a retail location.
Whoa.
The new 3DS.
Oh, shit, I haven't seen that yet.
XL. This is... Animal Crossing looks really pretty on it.
Let me see.
And check it out.
Let me see that hedgehog.
But I was at work last week, and I called and asked a Target...
It's not bad.
...if they had any... Right. And they looked in the computer and said that, like, oh, this one kind of far away. It's the one out East Lake area.
Whoa.
They've got one. They've got four of them. So I call and I talk to the guy and I have him put it on hold. And then later that night I went out there. And when I walked up to the counter to buy it, the guy was, like, just there and smiling. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? I put a new 3DS on reserve. And he's like, oh, you're Garrett? And I'm like, yeah. Which, first of all... If you're in retail, you should not say the name of the person who has something to hold.
You don't say
that's
that first.
How Rocco's dad got.
My dad has gotten so many things that he didn't reserve because they were like, oh, you're Johnny. Yeah, that's me.
Oh.
Johnny's in the house.
Hi, do you guys have any PS2s? No, we just have that one on reserve. Oh, yeah, that's for me. Oh, you're Johnny from Arizona?
Yeah.
I'm Johnny from Arizona.
I mean, my dad has done that a dozen times.
So, like...
I remember getting the Game Boy Advance, and no one had it, and he walked in, and they were like, unless you're Thomas, you're not getting this.
The fact that the guy said my name, I was instantly like, oh, well, okay.
Well, you're not getting
this. Yeah, I'm there. Okay, he's got it on the thing, and he starts the interaction off like this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so... I'm sorry, but, like, we weren't supposed to put it on hold. You know, he took the call earlier today, and he points to this other employee, and he's like, he didn't know, but he wasn't supposed to put this on reserve for you.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, well,
I'm here.
I'm here now, and there it is, and here's some cash. Like, let's do this.
Right.
Okay, and also my manager says that I cannot sell it without selling an accessory or a game.
What?
What?
Fuck!
Hold on.
No!
This was at Target?
Target.
No!
Yeah. And then I kind of smile at him, and I'm just, like, trying to stay cool.
This is only retail.
Retail is, you know this.
It's, I would have laughed in his face.
Bane of my existence.
Yeah, you hate it.
I would have given him a big,
ha!
So I mean, I've got a photo, and I'll send it to you. Maybe you can put it in on the podcast.
Sure. Yeah, this guy's face. Kill this guy!
I took it. I'm like, okay, well, that's weird, but you know what? I am looking for Monster Hunter 4, so if you got a copy of Monster Hunter 4, I'll take that. But if you do not, I'm only interested in the system, and I want to make this clear. I'm only buying the console I put on hold.
Yeah.
Okay, and he leaves, and he goes to look for Monster Hunter 4, comes back. We don't have it. Say, well, I'll just take the system that I put on hold. But actually, you know, my manager, she says that, you know, we have to sell, you know, do you want a charger or some stencil?
You!
Stylus?
What?
So I'm
honestly,
like,
that sounds illegal.
I'm it like, does sound
yeah,
illegal.
Yeah. So I'm keeping my cool still. I'm like,
I can't believe that. I'd be so
you know mad. What? Let me level with you. Video games are kind of a hobby and a job for me. I've owned every Nintendo console. I got about four chargers. And I'm speaking calmly with him. You
sure,
know?
Yeah.
Oh. I got four chargers for this thing. They all fit it. I just going to buy the console. That rule's made up. I'm sorry, but...
yeah, right?
And he goes, yeah, but, you know, da-da-da-da. I said, then can I speak to your manager? Oh, okay. Yeah, great. You can speak to her. So now, when he gets on the walkie-talkie is when I snap this photo. So I've got him with his back turned on the walkie-talkie and my 3DS being held hostage on the table in front of him. He's on the phone, or he's on the walkie-talkie with her. They, he says, this guy's here to pick that 3DS up, and he doesn't want to buy anything else. And, yeah, I told him, but he doesn't want. Okay, and then they start talking in Spanish.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh, no. Well, what the fuck? Like, this is reverse racism.
Yeah, this whole thing
portrayed
is...
upon. This is weird.
Dude, it's total reverse racism.
They're talking, right? They're they're now speaking in Spanish, so I can't understand.
I know what they're saying, too. This fucking guy
with dreadlocks.
He's fucking white.
This white, he's pasty, fucking, chalky
he's,
motherfucker.
He's saying he's not going to follow our rules.
Generally when, at least in The Sopranos, when they speak Italian to each other, usually they're saying something along the lines of, these two suck each other's cocks.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sure he said that.
They're talking about you and the 3DS.
Talking about me in the parking lot after work. But they're going back and forth. He comes back to me, he goes, okay... Well, we're gonna make an exception.
Oh, goody!
And I'm like, oh, just like the exception that you put it on hold and you're still gonna send. Okay, two exceptions. I'm lucky. Okay,
you won the lottery.
He can see. He's very aware. I would hope that this experience has not gone well for either of us.
Sure,
it's been met.
You were pretty polite.
I was pretty, but I'm being very like
firm,
very firm, and. Almost laughing in his face that you do see how ridiculous this is.
Good.
So now he starts upselling me warranties. And also, you know, you should rethink the charger and this and that.
Yeah,
and I'm like, no, thank you. Well, what about this warranty? And he's going to the shelf to pull off 12-month warranties and this warranty. And no,
oh my
no.
God, dude.
And then I've been holding $220 in my hands because I know it's going to be $217 or something with tax. I'm like, no. And he goes, oh, you're killing me. And I just,
what?
I lost it at this point and go, dude, you're killing me. And now there's like an old guy across the way stops and like looking because I kind of yelled it. And I'm like, listen, man.
I've never heard Target to do this. I'm
like, listen, man, it's fucked up that your manager does this. And it's a fucking made-up rule, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry to you. I'm sorry that this happened to go down this way. But that rule is bullshit, and your manager's fucked up for making you do it. This is why people go to Amazon. This is not how retail should go. This is why no one wants to come into the store anymore. And by then, he's given me my change, and I'm like, hey, dude, hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize
to
him.
I told him. I was like, you have a good night tonight. I'm going to try to... get this off my fucking head. But then I went and drove home from fucking Eastlake, and it was just perturbed the entire ride. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with retail stores?
Yes. And it really sucks because...
It gets me so heated.
The only reason that I had to go to a store for mine too, and it was also a bad experience.
Yeah.
It was a GameStop.
Yeah.
And that was the only place I knew would definitely have it when it came out. And it's like, the only reason is because Amazon doesn't carry them.
They don't. They don't do Nintendo
Amazon
stuff.
Has some feud with Nintendo, and they don't sell the hardware. And it's like, can you please resolve this feud so I don't have to do this?
I mean, you know what? It was almost like making this reward that much sweeter. Yeah, when I walked out of it, like, I can't believe the dragon I had to slay to
achieve. Sometimes you just have to slay a dragon.
I mean, apparently.
Hey, I had the same thought when the original Rock Band came out, and I was buying the full set.
Yeah.
And I went to Walmart for it because it was the only place that were going to carry it. And it was me and one other. He looked like the dude with no life in that Warcraft episode of South Park. Just fat, unshaven dude, and I'm waiting there, and they're going to the back to get it, and I'm like, they're only going to have one. I know they're going to come back with one, and sure enough, they did. And I waited for that guy to complain about something and turn around, and I took it and ran to the garden department. That game was so much more fun playing because I knew what I did. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sneaky fucking sale tricks.
I was involved in a conspiracy.
Went to Target, and they actually sell beds there. You know that? I bought a bed, and they said I couldn't. Because I had to buy the pillows and the blankets and the sheets, too.
Is this a thing that Target does now?
No, I'm joking. But that's the same fucking thing.
Yes, yes!
That's the same thing.
This reminds me of a story. I have my own story like this. I went to KFC once. And I'm going to skip ahead to the end of the story. I think the guy helping me was high on drugs.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize it at the beginning of the conversation. And I didn't realize it till long after I had already yelled at him after having this conversation. But basically, I went to KFC about a year ago, and I wanted to get some combo. They had all these combos laid out, cheap combos.
Yeah.
And it was like two wings and a drumstick. Can I get the two wings and a drumstick combo? And the dude's just like, yeah, okay, and puts the order in. And then he like walks back to back, and then he comes back. He's like, oh, we don't have – we're all out of wings. We got, like, drumsticks. We got, like, breasts. And I was like, all right, that's fine. Just give me a breast and a drumstick. Just substitute the wings. This is what he said. He's like, yeah, my manager says you can't do that.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. And he's like, yeah, so you're going to have to order something else. And it's like, I don't want anything else. I want fried chicken. I want the fried chicken deal. So I'm just like, well, I mean, I just want the drumsticks and like some fried chicken. So can I get that deal, that price, and just a substitute? And he was just like, I don't know.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And that's exactly, Eric. I kind of lost it. I mean, I don't have as much patience as you. This was a long time ago. So maybe there's a little bit back and forth.
I
lost it over sauce.
Yeah, but it just got to a point where I was like, are you fucking joking with me? And I'm like yelling at him, and he's starting to look scared. And I'm like, just give me the wings or the drumsticks and the breast for the price that I want. Make the substitution. I don't care. And then he like,
scary Derek.
Yeah, real timidly, like gave it over to me. And then like I got my food, and I'm like sitting down. My friend's with me, and my friend's ordering, and I'm just watching the interaction. And like the same shit is going down. I'm just thinking to myself, this dude's high. Like, this dude's on drugs and was fucking with my chicken and did not expect somebody like me to walk in
there.
Man's
chicken.
Crazy.
Anyways.
Well, I'm glad you got it. Head's back in the cool now.
Like Monster Hunter.
Whatever
happened
to...
Here's the rub.
Like, the customer's always right. That's how it's supposed to be. That's what these two stories have in common.
And you never want to be the old man who's saying that, what about the customer's always right?
Yeah, but like why are you...
What was that interaction?
Let me tell you something. Customer's always an asshole. Like, do you remember that?
Yeah.
We're there. We went out of our way to bring our money to this establishment, and they're like, well, there's rules. I mean, you can't get what you want. You got to get other stuff.
That's...
No!
That's all I kept thinking about when I drove... And that's one other thing that I told them was... Your job as a retailer is to sell a product a customer wants to buy, and that's it.
Yeah.
When the fucking deal's gone south, don't upsell the shit out of them either.
What? Get them the deal's gone south.
If they're upset, if they're yelling, get them the fuck out of there.
But that's the weird thing, though.
That's
is like,
right. Take their money and give them a fucking receipt.
But that's the thing is, I expect that kind of shit from GameStop, but not Target.
I know. Target's it's so fucking weird. Yeah. And hey, guys that work retail, I know we got viewers out there that work retail. You know, if your manager's over your fucking shoulder, upsell the fucking batteries. I get it. But when she isn't there and some old lady's buying a fucking board game that doesn't need batteries, don't fucking upsell her the batteries.
I would always get in trouble when I worked at the bookstore. I'm not going to name what it was.
Yeah.
I worked at a prominent bookstore. They always wanted you to upsell book memberships. And I wouldn't fucking do it. And they would say, this was so crazy to me, but they said the customer has to say no 3 times.
Oh my God.
Ew.
Do you remember the story I told where I had to yell at the guy at Radio Shack?
Yeah.
That was over him asking me like 3 times. Yeah, go fucking.
Actually, Radio Shack's still open. I went there today.
What? There's a few left?
Yeah.
They closed a lot.
Dude, but they didn't have what I wanted.
When I looked at the list, was it Santee?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I looked at the list. They're closing almost all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think Santee is like still surviving. It's like,
wow. That was the way this happened.
But anyway, I was going to say, some people in the chat were asking, I was quoting Mallrats.
Customers always. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That is one of my favorite. Ben Affleck, like, improvises during that part, and they were like, whatever happened to the customer's always right?
Hey, I'll talk to you for a second.
Customer's always an asshole. What do you think of that? Huh? That part always cracks me up because it's not even clever.
What do you think of that?
He's 25 in that
scene. That's crazy.
Yeah, I just remember having customers. I was like, would you like a and before I can even get it out the word,
nope.
No, I do not want a membership. You ask me every time I come in here. And that's the first no.
So as a employee, you should take the fucking hint. And if your manager's not over your shoulder and you're not going to get in trouble, don't ask him 2 more fucking times.
Yeah.
When I worked at Target, I would get in trouble and get negative reviews all the time because I never asked if anyone wanted the Target credit card.
Yeah.
Because the interest rate on it is like 26%. And no one wants to get saddled with that, and that's fucked up.
And no one wants it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all say no.
Oh, God.
You know what? Hey. Instinctively, I want to agree we all say no. I feel like I'm the only guy that is constantly, when I check out, behind the person who's getting it.
Let me get that.
And I'm sitting there just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Let me fill out paperwork.
I signed up for the Best Buy credit card. I don't know if I should say that.
Ooh.
Worst thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Oh,
worst
no.
financial decision I ever made. You can't do it now because they don't even offer that card anymore. So
I had one back in the when I got a PS3, I got a card to finance it, and I paid it off as soon as I could and cut the fucker up.
Well, for me,
because I knew it was going to be dangerous.
I think I like made a big purchase on the card because they like you're spending a lot of money if you sign up for the card, you get a discount. You put it on the card right now. So I was young, dumb. And I did that. They never sent me a card. For whatever reason, my address information got mixed up.
Fuck.
So then...
Yeah, that sounds like Best Buy.
Man, I never got bills. Honestly, I was really young. I forgot about this thing. It went into collections, and I never even had a card. So then I tried to call them up to straighten it all out, and they're like, oh, we sold our card company to another company, so now you have to call a third-party financial institution to deal with them. It was a nightmare.
That sounds shitty.
Yeah. I did the card thing once... I mean, I have my own credit cards and things like that, but for a store, I did it once. Yeah, when I was real young, when we started Mega 64.
I think everyone does that when they're young and kind of learn.
And you're like, broke, and you're like, yeah, they'll just give me a
but card. It lesson.
But it worked out. I never had any. It was a good. It actually, I got a really good deal on it. It was at Sears.
Oh, really?
Which sounds bizarre, but they had video camera. It used to be a lot stronger of a name in electronics.
Yeah.
They had the video camera I was always looking for. They had the best deal on it. And getting the card, I got a good deal on it. And I paid it off. As soon as we ever got paid by Mega 64, I paid it off and I got the card. I was on it because I knew they were trying to like...
Yeah, I remember a lot of people had Sears cards.
Yeah.
You know what? I guess I have a Home Depot card. That kind of counts.
Yeah. You got busted. Anyways, I've been playing a video game. I've been playing a couple video games.
Cool.
I've actually been searching for a new game. I've been kind of bored with everything I've been buying. It's been bad because I keep buying games and playing them and then just not wanting to finish them.
Don't search for Monster Hunter 4 in any physical capacity.
The game I've been playing mostly this week is a game called The Escapist. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's on Steam. It is a... top-down prison simulation game.
Oh. You try to escape from prison?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That sounds cool.
It is kind of fun, but at the same time, here's the problem with the game. It's kind of not enjoyable because prison sucks.
Oh, do you get, like, fucked and...
you get fucked in
shanked.
Yeah.
You can make your own shanks. You can fight people. See, the whole game, it's part crafting. You have to escape from prison and... You can like collect little things that you would find in a prison or get bits of resources off your fellow inmates. Like when you're all in lunch together, you can look in the inventories of the other inmates and like give them money, buy stuff off them.
Oh, okay.
You can buy like files,
guards
duct tape.
Bring in stuff for you sometimes?
Guards don't bring in stuff, but okay, for an example, here's the kind of thing you can do if you want to escape in The Escapist.
Okay.
I think you can like get a you can get a comb or a toothbrush, and you can get a lighter, and with those you can craft a shank.
Okay.
Or you can get some toothpaste and some like plaster of Paris, and you can craft molding putty like in your toilet, and then you can go beat up a guard and steal his keys and press them into the molding putty.
That's cool. Wow.
And get a mold of the key, and then you can like get some like a piece of comb, melt it down, get some soft plastic, and push it into the mold.
Cool. Yeah.
And then you have your own key, and then you can start unlocking doors. But the catch of the game is it all works on like a schedule. So there's a constant 24-hour timer, and you have to do things throughout the day. So like noon is lunchtime, and you have to be in the cafeteria. If you're not in the cafeteria, the cops will be alerted to like you're up to something, and there'll be more heat on you.
Okay.
You have to like go to the weight room and lift weights at a certain time. You have to hit dinner. You have to go work.
Is there a real time clock? Like,
it's not a real time clock.
It's just when you logged in. It's
the probably,
days are progressing.
The days, the clock. It probably takes 10 minutes to run through a day, and the most time you have is at night. And once you're in your cell, like if you have a file, you can craft some sort of weapon to like pick away at the vents. And I think you can collect toilet paper to make paper mache to make like a fake vent cover. So once you break into the vent, you can sneak up into it, put a fake vent cover on it.
Oh, okay.
And if you fail to do these
Escape
things,
from Alcatraz,
it really is. Like if you fail to make a fake bed, like a fake person for your bed, the guards will see your bed is empty and you get thrown in solitary.
That's all Escape from Alcatraz. Yeah, I love that movie.
If they find a vent doesn't have a cover on it, they'll discover your plot and you'll be thrown in solitary.
Yeah. Ooh.
So my problem with the game is I keep getting caught and I keep getting thrown in solitary, and then I lose all my inventory. It took me 2 hours to collect
Trial
all this
error.
Shit. They took all my fucking tools away, and then I have to go to lunch, and I have to go to work, and I have to go to the weight room.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I just want to get back to my game. So I guess my only criticism is it's difficult, and it is kind of like being in jail.
Yeah. Don't Starve was kind of like that for me. With the schedule, it would be like, well, I have all this time to do
that's
shit at night.
That's a perfect example of a game that this is comparable
to. Yeah, right?
Yeah. But and, I enjoy it.
I would die a lot and then lose all my shit and be like, oh,
you know what?
I
should stick with The Escapist then, because I felt that way with Don't Starve 2, but then I got a handle on it. Like, I would after 5 days, die 5 days, die after 3 days, and then I went, like, 45 days.
Fuck yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm a survivalist.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So maybe if I finally escape from a jail, because I'm still on level one, honestly.
Oh,
I've been playing this game for about a week, and I haven't escaped yet.
Damn.
But I know that there are, like, POW camps, there's harder jails to go into, there's more levels. So
tiger cages to explore.
Yeah, if that sounds interesting to you,
yeah,
check it out. That's what The Escapist is about. It has retro. It's an indie game. It has like retro 8-bit graphics.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's about $10 or $15 on Steam.
No, that actually sounds really awesome.
Yeah, I really actually want to play that.
I'm going. So I mentioned before a thousand times I'm playing Tiny Tower Vegas, and I get why I shouldn't talk about it anymore. But but we just started this thing where there's a players club type thing where it's a Vegas, you have casinos, and then you join a players club. So I've made a Mixers before players club, and I've had fans play with me, and they're like,
seriously?
Yeah, so
that's
like
sick.
There was a there was something like the last game was like snorkel slots, and like we were like number like 120 in the world, like the most coins collected and stuff like that. So anyways, if you want to join it, you can. I'm playing it every day. So join our
there you go.
It's a Mega Super community now. We're all doing it.
I want to touch on real quick two other things that I played. I totally forgot real quick. I got Dead or Alive 5 Last Round on PS4. Still the best fighting game series. Fuck Street Fighter. Fuck King of Fighters.
What about
Dead or Alive is still king. Any true fighting game fan knows that. It's the best.
Who do you play with?
I play as Ayane.
Mm.
Oh.
And I dress her like a bat.
What? Like bat today?
This guy.
She's got like a creepy bath. Yeah, like
Morgan.
Bat. Yeah. Bat-Ione.
But fuck Capcom, but like Morgan.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
If you already have that game on PS3, this is like a new version. It's not that much different on PS4. It's got some new characters. I think if you already have it, you don't need it. If you don't, get it on PS4. That's how I feel about it.
But it doesn't have all the DLC.
It does not have all of it. It has a lot of it. It doesn't have all of it. If you wanted to have them wear funny clown outfits, I don't think you'd get that.
Is that what you're into?
Yeah, that's
doofus?
My thing. That, I got kind clown, of like clown thing.
That you're sounds like an Eric around? Type
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
What's what do you call a clown fetish? Eric has that.
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah.
That and feet and whatever else.
He's a clowny.
Oh, you're into
you're
feet
a
too.
Yeah, I'm into big feet.
Hey, if somebody big like if somebody dipped their feet in white paint and then like painted hearts and like spades all over their toes. Yeah.
I have to see it come out of giant red shoes after coming out of a tiny car.
That'd be
nice.
Hey, and some of the makeup is coming off because the feet are so sweaty.
Oh, wow,
sweaty.
Oh, sweaty. Oh,
ooh, show me his feet. Ooh, are they feet nice and
yummy,
sticky?
Yummy.
Ooh, are they funny?
Show me Kasumi's feet.
Yeah, does the stink make you giggle?
Move over, I just seen Kasumi's in the driver's seat.
Kasumi, I wish he was real.
I hate feet.
That, yeah, you know what? Too. That just... What you just said, I wish it was real. People have said that. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That just...
I know a few.
That just competed
with
me.
But we're almost there. Don't judge. They look almost real.
I'm not judging, but someone has said that. I wish she was real.
Don't hate.
Because then
don't
I would...
you wish certain
Because then I would date her. What?
Don't you wish... Yeah, she would definitely
want to
date
her. Yeah, she want to date you. You're married. Wow. Yeah, sorry. Wow.
Does Jenny know you want just Kasumi to be real?
She knows that I want Kasumi. She had told her.
She's cool with it.
She's cool with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's into Kasumi, too.
Yeah, she is.
But anyway. Sure.
Three-way.
The boobs move a lot more realistically, I will say, on PS4.
Oh, that's what she...
Oh, thank God.
How would you know?
Yeah, because they look they look goofy on three.
Eric got out of his seat.
Did you get it out of your system?
Is that any way to treat a keynote speaker?
What were you saying?
Yeah, go ahead, Rocco.
You've had your laugh. Just talking about a feature in the game.
All right.
It's got jiggle.
Move on to a different game.
Go ahead, different game.
Yeah. How do we recover?
I was playing Echo the Dolphin on Sega CD this morning.
Cool.
No shit.
Shit. I didn't believe you. I think you said no shit, and now I do believe you.
We've got a 16-bit Nook in the kitchen, and I fired it up.
Ah, the 16-bit Nook.
I love it.
We had recent addition to the home.
It's where you have bagels and coffee, and you play Sega CD.
Yeah. Yeah.
Monster Hunter 4, I have been playing, and I really like Monster Hunter. I normally don't like games
Me either.
That have that are just like not really... That it's just collecting shit and there's no real end to it, you know? Like, I don't play any
Fetch
MMOs.
Quest.
I don't play any of that. But why I like Monster Hunter is it really feels like it's all about collecting the gear to make you stronger,
Crafting.
To make you whatever. But it always feels like you really earn it. You can't... It's not pay to win and it's not... You know, it just... It, you actually have to work hard to get... Okay, I really want to use this thing in battle because I need it. You got to fucking fight for it. I don't know. I feel like all the gear I have... you don't gain levels in the game. It's not just kill these things until you're level 8. No, you really have to work and hunt for these things. And I like it as a... I got to be honest. I had it... The last one, I had it on Wii U and 3DS. I didn't really like playing it on the Wii U because I didn't want to sit at home. I don't know. To
we
me...
Did that, we did that local multiplayer with the 3DS.
Yeah.
And that was flawless.
Yes.
It was super fun.
I like it better as a 3DS game because that's a game that... Oh, okay. I'm waiting for my food to be done. Let me turn it on and I hunt these things. Yeah, I did it. Closed. That's a portable game to me. That's the perfect portable game. And I like Monster Hunter in that respect. So this new one is just a better, you know, a better, cleaner version of all of that. So I really like it.
I think that's where that franchise...
And the new 3DS, the stick is, whatever.
Oh, yeah, nub.
Is, yeah, the nub. Nub. Is a game changer. I love having that there.
The stick is sick.
I think Capcom's knocking it out of the park with that franchise right now.
Yeah, and that's kind of their only game in town right now.
Resident Evil Revelations 2 is like this week?
Yeah.
This week, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see next
week.
I'll have to talk about it because I'll definitely be playing that.
But. I'm very curious to see how that goes.
But I'm getting, I think, Monster Hunter as a download like you suggested. Because I cannot find that
Here's
anywhere.
The thing. You can't download it unless you download...
Oh my manager?
Yeah.
Derek, my manager?
You got to download
Did you get a charger?
Jewel Time Girl Fun.
Yes.
Oh, and that's a $9.
It's a new
purchase?
Necklace crafting game. Yeah, $90.
Oh,
yeah.
Your manager says that.
Yeah, it comes with a 3D printer.
Oh,
yeah, it makes the real necklaces.
I
that'd be badass. Anyways,
Anyways.
Yeah, anyway, so those are fun.
That is fun.
That sounds fun.
That was fun.
That's all I've really played.
Cool.
How are we on time? Do we still have like half hour?
Yeah, you know, like we have 1 minute. Hey, so I told these guys, but a couple days ago, I was at home by myself with the two little girls, so Sawyer and Lynn, mm-hmm. and we're leaving the house, and Sawyer, we have two little steps in front of our house, she trips and like eats shit so hard.
Ooh. Hashtag bad dad.
She's like, she's laying there like this, and I'm holding Lynn in the carrier, like, oh shit. So I'm trying to help her, and she's screaming, and then Lynn is screaming, and I look up, and Google Street Pass is passing my house. And
no!
Street view.
Yes! In that moment, it's passing our house. It's like, well, when that goes up, that's going to be fucking awesome, I guess. So it hasn't... check every day.
Too bad you can't tell the audience where you live now.
I can put the picture on the podcast next when blur I come
if it, yeah, if it shows up in that way.
Yeah. Hilarious. But it hasn't come up yet, but God, so fucking perfect time. It was perfect time.
That's... Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible.
I can't wait to see it. Well, I want to say real quick, I want to reiterate once again, our new videos are coming soon. We will be at PAX East. It's going to be a lot of fun. Come see us. I think it's booth 3069. I don't know. It's on the front page of Mega64.com. Check that out. And we'll be there all weekend. All those items are going to be there. But in addition to what we showed, we're also going to have our usual batch of merch. Some old things that we had in the past will be there. Time is running out. We'll be there on Blu-ray. We'll have the Blu-ray box set. We'll have all our stuff. In addition to the con exclusive Blu-ray that we've had at other conventions recently. It's got the version 1 remake episode and all that. We have everything at the booth, so come by and check that out. But do come to our panel on that Friday.
New
and
videos.
You'll see some new stuff that hasn't been released yet, but some stuff that won't be released at all.
Yeah. Exclusive.
Definitely check that out. And we hope to see you there. And yeah, thank you once again, Kickapoo. We'll see where you stand next week, but as of this week, best drink ever
in the world.
Fuck Gatorade.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
Fuck water. Whoever yeah. fuck invented water.
Fuck water.
Medicine. NyQuil.
Yeah.
Fuck NyQuil.
You, NyQuil.
This will knock you right out.
Hey, I want to say...
Fuck Coca-Cola. Yeah.
I have actually a quick thing to say about
Unless
NyQuil.
Unless Coke wants to sponsor us.
Oh, okay.
I have a thing to say about NyQuil. I did not realize... I remember being really sick when we did some videos a year or two ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was having NyQuil, whatever, and I was so sick that it was like, at that point, I'm ODing on NyQuil just to sleep and all that shit. I had no idea. Like, I ran out of that, and someone told me I had codeine at home from some past thing. And they were like, yeah, that's essentially, someone told me that's essentially NyQuil. So I did that, or whatever.
Sprite.
No, yeah. I was going to say, if you remember, I was like losing my mind. I drank so much of that, and I remember that day feeling like I don't feel right. And you were telling me, "Yeah, you're drinking codeine, you're on that lean, bro." Whatever.
You're sipping on.
I did not know until I was listening to Loveline this past week that someone was like hooked on it, and Dr. Drew was like, "Yeah, Dr. Drew." I did not know it's an opiate. I had no idea that that's what that was. I had so much.
Now you're like a heroin addict.
I'm thinking back to that. Yeah, I'm addicted. I haven't had it in 2 years.
Yeah, but now you want it again.
Are you like out of
my doctor says.
I just didn't know till this week.
Yeah, running gives you the same feeling as drinking a lot of codeine.
Just a runner's high.
Oh man, try heroin. But anyway, so I just found that out.
Yeah.
Anyway. We pretty much wrap stuff up here. I think we should open some of this
stuff.
I agree.
Let's do this. We got a lot of shit.
One of my favorite television moments of all time is when Katie Couric asked Lil Wayne if he had codeine in his cup that he took down the red carpet.
Yeah.
And his answer was, I don't care if I have heroin in my cup. Fuck you. It's my cup.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's a proper answer.
That was just great mentality.
This whole stack says Rockabody.
Hey, if you want to send stuff to us, Mega 64 PO Box 713090. Check it out and send away.
Hey, let's hold on that one because these are all addressed to you.
Okay.
These are all Rockas.
I don't know if there's a note in here. It doesn't look like in there.
That one's addressed to Mega 64.
Oh, okay. This
just
is
to speed things along, if it's for the whole group, I'll hand them down.
Oh, wait, here. Garrett, congratulations on your lesbian cat engagement. Here are some wedding gifts.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's an engagement present for me and Cody.
That's something that I don't get.
Well, in Final Fantasy 14, you can get... married. And I'm engaged to Cody.
Yep.
What?
It's just a shipping cut.
Fucking judge. Okay. Who's this from?
Didn't
say?
I don't know. Did it say?
Alright, there is no notes here.
Oh, look at that. A platinum disc of Evangelion.
Oh my god.
Yay! Wow.
Whoa.
Look at this.
How about it?
Duh. Volume. What episodes? Oh, 6 through 10. Good,
Jared,
good set.
Not quite sure.
Thank you.
Some 41 CD.
What did you get?
What is it?
This CD is for Rocco.
It is?
Some 40... Thanks for the Sum 41 album.
Yeah.
What's your song?
What album is it?
What is that one?
Still Waiting. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
No! Are you not Sum 41 fans?
What?
All right.
Rocco, keep going.
Oh, yeah.
I'm working on it.
Here,
this one.
I really need a number on this box.
That's Booty, too. Here, Derek.
This one is...
All right, two copies of that shit.
What is that?
What is that? You're not even showing
off
what they're sending us.
Who sent that?
I don't
here,
care.
This one...
He doesn't care.
Bob.
Oh, John. This is for me.
Look at that! Jared, you got one, too!
That's for you. look at those!
It's
I
hair,
have these entry
it's,
plugs.
It's hair clips.
Yes.
Evangelion hair clips.
Oh, those are for Sean?
Yeah, for units, yeah.
Who sent these?
Badass!
Selena...
I don't know.
Gomez.
Selena Gomez.
I've got a poster tube here. It says, Dear Mega 64, my boss wanted me to throw all this posters out, so I thought I might enjoy them. You might enjoy them more. If you
I'm
ever
sticking in my hair.
His handwriting is atrocious.
Who's it from?
Eli. Eli, I love you guys. Thank you, a.k.a.
All right, let's check out these posters.
Boom. Let's
see.
Yeah,
what are the posters?
What are they? I Frankenstein.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron's here.
Look at Aaron Eckhart.
Taken the third. We got to put the I Frankenstein one.
Oh, here. We can put that at PAX.
Taken three. This is the one where he takes himself.
Yeah, we got to bring this to PAX.
This is the one.
Self-taken.
Yeah. He leaves himself a voicemail, forgets about it, and later finds it. Has to find out where he is.
I'm going to set this behind
me.
Okay, I got a thing here from Jared. Our good friend Jared Thorbon.
Oh, cool.
Sent an envelope. And it is a card.
Okay.
I don't know what
something
this is
taped in bubble wrap.
I hope you enjoy this PSP game, Jared Thorne. All right, cool.
Look at that.
It says, "Make all your dreams come true." All right, it's a UMD disc wrapped in plastic.
I don't know if you guys can hear that. You probably can't hear
it's raining.
It's fucking waiting on UMD.
That's cool.
Don't throw it.
That's awesome. Jared, good job.
Yeah. Good job.
I also got a card from Jared.
Oh, can you get a shot of that, Kev? Look at that.
Oh, it's for Beck. It's a Pokemon card. Thank you very much.
Pokemon card?
No, it's just Pokemon cards. Oh, dude, these are nice. Look at these. Woo! It's all Pikachu.
Hurts.
It's all Pikachus, bro.
Shoes, bro.
Hell yeah.
All right, opening another one.
Here, I got one here from Rochelle P.
Rochelle. There's no name. It's another fucking copy of... It's the first wave.
No, it's the first one.
That's the first
one. No! Oh, hey, no! That's the good one. That's the one you saw in theaters.
Yeah,
they
that's
saw
a good
that.
One. Okay, whoa. Rochelle sent some snacks.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's get them hungry.
Okay, it looks like chips.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Well, what's in there?
Wow, what look at this. I don't know. Here, take that. Read that. Real quick, summarize that.
Hey, Mason 4, I want to see you something to show. I much appreciate all your laughs. This says...
What the fuck?
That's...
Is that a brother?
Hey, whoa. Look, show that. Show that.
Hey, we're framing this in the office. For sure.
Whoa!
For sure.
Whoa, that
guy is
cool.
This guy is awesome.
All right. To Rocco, open in case of lost sanity Rochelle. From Still Waiting. Heavy item, do not try to break.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Wow.
What the
look
fuck?
At this stuff. Hold on. I want to...
Yeah,
okay. I'm in
here.
Suspense here.
Try not to break.
In case of insanity from it. Still Waiting.
Okay.
Heavy item. Do not try to break.
Don't try to break it. It's heavy, right?
Oh, dude.
Oh,
Alan.
No!
Sweet. That's awesome.
I'm scared. What's that for?
It's going to bash our skulls. No! Who did this? Who did this?
Who sent him
that? Dude, that was my copy. Wow.
Whoa.
It's like, actually raining. Whoa, guys!
So Garrett, what's in your
dude, that's a nice mallet. Thank you very much.
I want to let you guys know.
My God, it's heavy.
It's raining in San Diego, so everybody's saying crazy winter.
There's
we know.
Where are those?
Two of the pop animation. We got a perfect cell and a piccolo.
Oh,
look at those two green guys.
Oh, yeah.
And some avocado cream cheese, grilled pork, and other assorted chips.
Hey, he was saying that his mom, that was his younger brother, his mom dresses him every year for picture day. He changed at the school and didn't tell his mom he put that shirt on.
Oh!
Back in 2007.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
So that's
Thank you so much
for I'm framing
this
for sure.
Is that when Rocco was still doing merch out of his, the house? Or was
probably.
That,
probably.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. No, we were, Gary was doing it here, I think, by then.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
This is, Dear Rocco, I hope you're not still waiting to open your new gift. Enjoy, from Jum Jums.
This doesn't look like a DVD or a VHS or even a UMD.
Need some chips?
Anchovy chips.
I'm good.
Don't say anything.
Oh, sorry.
Way to go, Sean. They're good.
What is that?
I don't know, some book.
That looks frightening.
That looks terrifying.
From True Will Fear.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck that is, but thank you. Thank you, Jum Jum. Okay, what is this? This is from... Oh, there's no name.
Mm. Come on. Just
okay,
try.
Read first.
Uh-oh.
Sailor Moon likes them.
Hey, Rocco. I've had these for a while now and been meaning to send them, but haven't. After you got the copy of Waiting a few podcasts ago, I felt now would be the time to get this to you. There are two, and one was intended to be for Garrett but when I bought them, but his comment telling fans to continue torturing you was pretty mean, so I will let you decide if he can have his or if you want both.
Well, that's bullshit.
Whatever this is.
Yeah.
Something smells like a groin.
It's that would be Garrett's chips.
Anchovy chips.
They're anchovy and garlic-flavored chips.
So I decide who if I want them both or not. I like
what? Them.
Maybe I want one.
What kind of... What's the choice?
Now,
I know
he also said... He also said if we... Don't if we already have it, these?
Yeah, I get them.
To consider Garrett.
Okay,
oh, man.
Okay, true. Maybe we have them.
Gotta consider me.
Let's see what it is.
Gotta consider.
Whoa!
VHS. Oh my God!
It's like Evangelion VHS.
Wow. Oh, where's the hammer?
No! No!
You break our stuff all the time.
Yeah, you broke every copy of Still Waiting.
Whoa! Legit, like. First run copy
Japanese.
Of Evangelion.
What did that's
on
01.
VHS.
Yeah, damn. What's that one?
Wow. Ooh, that's crazy.
That
let's
see, two?
Is it the same one?
That ain't the AD Vision version.
No.
That's hard to say. AD Vision version.
Number three. Oh, we gotta get two now.
Look at that.
Well, why don't you just keep one and smash the other one?
I wouldn't want to split the two apart.
Oh, damn. Funny, because neither would Rocco.
That's cool. That's really cool. Thank
that
you
is
for
cool.
these.
Yeah,
I'm gonna and sorry, Garrett.
Well, you could consider me. I like
who's
that.
That from?
I could consider. I just considered.
I have a VCR. I have several, in fact.
Who's that from again?
Maybe you should get it because Garrett doesn't have a VCR. What?
Yeah, I don't have a VCR. Who's that from again?
I just
want to know who to block from Twitter.
Ooh.
I just had the letter, but I...
Man, that's like three weeks in a row that you brought up the Twitter.
Don't worry, it's on the screen right
don't
now.
Bring it. Don't,
you
no,
see,
no, no,
you
don't
see
do that.
You give him something nice, he's so snobby.
So snobby.
And then when Still Waiting shows up, he acts too good.
Yeah, he's too good
this
for it.
This guy needs an attitude
that's
adjustment.
That's bullshit, right? How many...
Sean Cena can give him an attitude adjustment.
From Andrew Escalante. The Waiting Game, huh? Funny.
See, look at you. You're rude.
That could be good.
You get rewarded.
That's not even Still Waiting, and he's rude.
Someone gives him a gift, and he tosses it aside.
I don't know.
And he gets rewarded with rare Japanese.
He threw the Sum 41 album too.
Whoever sent those, you're fucking blocked.
You're blocked. Ooh,
ooh, doggies.
This is from. There's no name.
Mm. Okay.
The fucking Waiting UMD.
Two in one day.
What a fucking dick.
Dickhole.
How could you be so... Look at you, you're still opening things.
I know, because people like him so much.
Two.
Oh, you're so lucky.
What are you doing?
You're not even using... You're not even using the hammer.
I didn't get one
thing.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
Fuck.
Oh, man.
Well, don't break the chair.
Just smash, it'll sound good.
Well,
you gotta try these chips, man.
No.
They smell like a yeast infection. I'm just being honest.
I already said they smelled like a groin.
That's what we got today.
Do they have Sailor Moon on them or something?
Yeah. Anyways, I just want to once again demonstrate the magical power of these movies. Jesus
Christ. Get the fuck off me. I wanted to swing this so bad. Fuck. No. Stop.
Just look at the runes at work, their energy filling the beast with anger.
No, Jared! Oh.
Oh, no.
The disc is fine! Hey, Royce, ISO this.
Don't ISO it. In fact, what's the opposite of ISO?
Where'd it go? Where's the disc?
Exo.
Exo. Exo this.
Exhalate.
Oh, no! Oh!
Jesus. Well, good night.